The next item we have is what we're going to do is on the NS report. You all should have received her quick written report, and we'll take a stack for discussion on that.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana. And our timekeeper is 90 seconds per person.
First of all, how many minutes, 40 minutes you say for this? 5:54, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have to take it all, but we have up to 40 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes.
Chair, point of information, Janet.
Yes, what's your question?
So would it be possible, the report is very brief, would it be possible for it to be read into the record?
Yes, please.
Sure. You want to read it as, yeah.
Okay. This is from Lynn Serpy, the NES, sent today, October 6th at 7:23 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay. Hello, everyone. Apologies for the brief nature of this report. I will not be able to make the call tonight as I have another conference call scheduled at the same time for another job. Please note, True Ballot has not been paid the $15,000 requested paid by September 15, 2016. Please note, local election supervisor David Levine has not been paid since his August 15, 2016 invoice. He is currently owed approximately $2,500. Ray Ballot's cast. I had asked True Ballot to send a report yesterday, but they were unable to send it until today. The total number of listener, sponsor, and staff members entitled to vote has been a constantly changing number. This is due to the fact that many members were missing from the lists provided by the stations. Local election supervisors were getting requests from people who would write in asking for a ballot, but whom did not appear on the lists we had been provided. Each and every one of those requests had to be to then be investigated. They were also receiving requests from people who had lost or misplaced a ballot or said they had not received, but whom did appear on the list we had been provided. If the individual was deemed eligible, we would request a ballot be issued by the ballot company. I asked each local election supervisor to keep track of each of these requests in a spreadsheet. They were not always able to keep the spreadsheet up to date since they are part-time and wanted to make sure their time was spent actually processing the request. I will go into much greater detail about this issue in my final report. I will be cross-referencing and double-checking the information that some of them are still updating and providing, especially those stations where voting is still open, with the information that True Ballot will provide. This will enable me to provide final quorum numbers. The quorum numbers below are still approximate, but you can clearly see why I felt I could be confident that quorum had been achieved on September 30th at KPFA and WBAI, even with approximate figures. I am also confident that barring any new information coming forward in the next 20 hours or so, I will be able to close KPFT and WPFW tomorrow after their 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central Time deadlines. Elections closed on September 30th. Okay, so KPFA listener, and she has 1,765 paper ballots, 734 web ballots for a total of 2,499 listener ballots. KPFA staff, 52 paper, 59 web, 111 total. Listener quorum, approximately 1576. Staff quorum, approximately 66. Then she has WBAI listener paper is 694, web 380, total 1,074. WBAI staff, paper 21, web 51, total 72. And then she writes, listener quorum, approximately 757, staff quorum, approximately 43. Then she lists elections still open until October 7th. WPFW listener, paper ballots 300, web ballots 304, total 604. WPFW staff, paper ballots 21, web 25, total 46. And under that, she says, listener quorum, approximately 502, staff quorum, approximately 33. Then, listing KPFT. Listener, paper 406, web 491, total 897. KPFT staff, paper 12, web 52, total 64. And then she lists, listener quorum, approximately 572, staff quorum, approximately 41. And then election still open until October 10th, where she lists KPFK. Listener, paper 1255, web 737, total 1992. KPFA staff, paper 33, web 41, total 74. She does not list anything about what the quorums are for KPFK. I mean, that's basically the end of what she, her report. So,
okay.
That's it.
We'll have 90 seconds of being, the stack on this. We had Adriana. Timekeeper Nancy, can we keep up with the speakers?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes, I want to start saying that the irregularities are really paramount. The bylaws only allow for a continuation or an extension of the voting period only if quorum is not being reached. This election supervisor, I am not part of election, but I listen to the election committee, and the question that we are asked to her during a long period of time, and she even now didn't answer. That was asked for her, what was the quorum at the 27th? What was the quorum the September 30th? And she didn't answer that. I know for sure that in the case of KPFT, the quorum was reached, the 27th. What is the reason why that was extended when the only is illegal? The only reason that the election can be extended is on the basis of not having quorum. We knew that the quorum was reached. We didn't have from her these numbers about quorum, and she kept insisting and never were there. The third thing is we are allowing since then, we have doubled almost the vote that we always have, and the main reason I want to know what's being done with the duplicates and the amount of votes that we are receiving from California stations in KPFT that can shift totally the election at KPFT. This is not being addressed. We have really that problem. We are asking about this issue, and we don't receive any answer. Any of the fair campaign violations that even our local election supervisors make a decision, the NES is overturning that without a reason, or with a really, weak reason. I want to know what's going on. If you look at the amount that normally, I wanted a whole investigation in the KPFC election at least. I don't know what's happening with others, but we know and we can prove that people vote more than once and vote in different elections. And this is not being addressed. And it's up to the National Election Supervisor, and she never answers, individually or the election committee of the PNB. And today is another reason. She cannot be here. I'm sorry. She should be here. And she sent this information only to the secretary or the chair, not to the culture release. I think that this person is not doing her job. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else for the SAC? Who else want to speak? And Lydia, if you want to weigh in on this also, you can do so at any time, too, if you're still on the call.
Yeah, I'm still on the call.
Okay. Bill?
Janet. We'll let Lydia go.
No, I didn't ask.
Wait a minute. Janet, I asked.
I mean, Lydia didn't ask. I was just saying that if she wanted to, she can weigh in at any time.
Yeah.
But we had Janet and then Bill.
And Michael.
And then Michael. Yes, Janet.
Right. Well, I can't understand how an election deadline is set when quorum is not known. But the election deadline, ballot return deadline, was September 30th for all stations. I mean, how could quorum not have been known by then? You don't decide quorum after the election ballot deadline. It's very irregular, and there should have been a report provided from True Ballot. The NES should have made sure that this information be provided by True Ballot, that the number of ballots cast, and then also what the quorum numbers were. The quorum numbers can't keep changing. And the membership, who would be able to vote in the elections shouldn't keep on changing, especially after the voting deadline. It's highly irregular. I'm done.
Okay, Bill.
Well, just trying to provide a little information and some of their answers to some of the things that Adriana and Janet mentioned. Lynn Turpey did say that at least at KPFT, I don't remember if she mentioned it at the other stations, that they were there at least a few days ago or last week, there were still people who they were still trying to determine eligibility for whether they were member, whether they were staff or listeners, I presume, so they'd know which ballot to get. And they couldn't give them the ballot until that was determined. And apparently there was a lot of complaints or challenges to eligibility, and each one of those had to be dealt with individually. And so, the bylaws also require that everybody who's all members eligible to be able to get a ballot and be able to vote. And if you cut them off because they're still trying to determine eligibility, that would be a violation of the bylaws. So I understand the bylaws say the quorum should be extended if there's no quorum, but clearly they also need to allow people to vote who are members. And I don't know why the LES took so long to resolve all these things. I presume the LES was busy, but I know Lynn did remind us that they were all working part-time, and I don't know how much work that the LES has got in the last few weeks, but apparently it was quite a bit. Let's see, also the with Adriana mentioned that some people were getting two ballots. We need to know who those are. Let's not make vague accusations. If that really happened, that's highly improper, but we need to know the specifics. And I hope you're giving the NES the names of people that got two ballots so that that can be dealt with.
Okay. Michael.
And Janet, I have a point of information to ask Bill Crozier, one of us.
Well, that's it. Then we'll take your question.
Yeah, my concern is that kind of relates what Adriana was saying. I don't think this was applied across the board. I know that Serene, I can't talk about it, Serene raised the question to the NES that there were a significant number of people at WBAI who were in the same position, but she declared that BAI was closed. So I don't think it can be a question of a lot of people, having ask for ballots and not getting them. It's got to be done consistently. I do think that it's a substantial problem that has been repeated year in and year out, and I think that the fundamental solution is on management at each of the stations. It is a requirement under California Corporations Code that we maintain a list of our members, and we're apparently not doing that very well. So I think that we have to have a cleaner list before it ever gets to the election supervisors, a consistent list. It's got to be kept up with the new system, whatever system is used, but you know, the staff the same way. We've had several motions out of the election committee when I was on it, and they don't ever seem to be honored. And I think that we can look at when ballots were received and determine whether there was a quorum beforehand. I think part of the problem she was having is that she wasn't clear what a quorum was, and decisions made had been made. I'm sorry, am I still speaking? A decision had to be made about extension before the deadline in order to allow the extension to happen. So I assume that's what happened, but it's very troubling that this is an ongoing problem.
Yeah, Janet, you had a question?
Right. Well, I agree that every eligible member should be able to vote. However, so, for example, with KPFA, the polls closed on September 30th. So what if somebody from KPFA today, tomorrow, says, oh, I didn't get to vote, and then their membership is checked? Should the voting deadline be extended for that one each time something like that happens? I can't understand how, you know, logistically this should work. It shouldn't work that way.
Anybody else for the stack?
Adriana Grace for the stack.
First, let's hear from those who haven't spoken yet, and then we'll go back on the second round. Yes, Grace.
First of all, I want to say I'm very pleased with how successful this election is so far in terms of number of people who voted. I think we have a higher voter turnout in this election than in any past election or any election that I recall. I believe every station will reach quorum, which is a very good thing. Lynn Serpy did answer the question about the extension of the election at KPFK, even though it appears that the quorum had been reached. And that is because there was a deficiency in terms of outreaching to our Spanish language members, so she extended it to give it, the station a chance to do outreach to those members about the election. Also, the quorum does change because when the election results in address no goods coming through and we find out that people who were on the voter rolls, the member rolls, and they actually shouldn't have been because they died or they were unreachable, then each of those, if there are 200 or whatever, that reduces the quorum, the total membership by 200 and the quorum by 20, for instance. So the quorum does fluctuate somewhat. And if people legitimately say that they're members and they're checked out to be members, but they're not on the membership list, so everybody who deserves to be a member and gets a ballot, they're added to the membership list, so the membership list can be added to also, which would also affect the quorum. So there are reasons for some slight variation in the quorum totals. I believe that that's what Lynn was talking about. Anyway, I personally am quite pleased by the amount of voter turnout, but I would also like to put forward a motion that this body urge the interim executive director to immediately pay True Ballot the $15,000 that we owe them, that we are in arrears.
Okay. Was there a second to that motion?
Bill.
Adriana for the stack.
Janet. And this is Lydia.
Janet.
Okay. Let's hear. We've got a motion on the floor. Let's hear from Lydia. You want to make a comment to this, related to this?
Yeah, that's fine if they want to
pass the motion. It just strengthens my appeal to the stations to come up with the money since we don't have it. I mean, it sounded like there was $1,800 in the bank. But we are, as I'll point out during my report, we are in fund driving some of the stations, so I assume that there will be money available, and I do plan to, now that it's been a few days into those fund drives, that I can get that. That key ballot is at the top of my list, along with a necessary payment to the auditor. So, and there are a couple of other priorities that are coming out in my report. But, yes, that's absolutely at the top of my list, as well as, you know, the NES and so forth. But the true ballot is my priority. But it doesn't hurt to have a motion.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. Did you want to briefly motivate that? Was that Jan or Grace that made the motion?
It's Grace.
Okay, yes, you want to motivate that, and then we'll take a stack on this motion.
Well, if by chance True Ballot, for instance, refuses to count the ballots or in some way delays the certification of the election, that will cost us more money. We're all invested in this election. I think we all want the election to continue and to come to a positive conclusion for legal and also organizational health reasons. So I would urge that we put as much pressure as we can on national management to pay this bill immediately.
Okay, we're taking a stack on this motion. I thought I heard Adriana. Anyone else?
Nancy.
Janet.
Bill.
Okay, Adriana. Now, timekeeper,
yes.
Please.
Yes, yes. What I tried to say is that nobody is discussing the need to be paid. What we are discussing is the availability of the National Election Supervisor during all this time, in the meantime that the foundation is paying. Nobody is discussing that. But we need a serious investigation. We have the general manager in all the stations, I think that almost all the stations, at least I know some of them, that don't have the list. Like Michael said, is part of the requirement of the California Corporation Code that we need to keep up the list of a clean list of our listeners, and we do not, and the managers do not. In our in KPFT, in the staff list, still like last year, the general manager, the program director, all of them are part of the people to vote. That is a bunch of and a lot of people that we are allowed to vote.
Nancy,
they were not in those lists.
What's your point of order, Nancy?
This doesn't address the motion.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Yeah, this
no,
is a motion to, she's correct, he's granted the motion to pay the two ballot bills. So,
yes, I understand, and nobody's discussing, like I said, that we need to pay, but we need to clarify all the information that we didn't receive all this time that supposedly we are waiting, like we are paying for. Like I said, we need to have the numbers asked for through ballot at the 27th, at the 30th, exactly the amount. And we need to know exactly the amount of ballots that we are sent to other stations for people requesting from other stations. It's not true that in KPFT that wasn't answered. That
Nancy,
was totally asked.
For information?
Thank you.
Okay.
Nancy,
what's your question, Nancy?
Are you trying to amend this, say we shouldn't pay it until we get those numbers?
I'm trying to say that we need to make an investigation before being so happy and so paying for people that didn't finish their job. Who's the one that we are, the Pacifica Foundation is the one that is supposed to be paid for a service that I don't know. We don't have yet.
Okay, I'd like to propose an amendment to the...
Nancy, you don't really have the floor. You asked for a point of inquiry. You're okay. Next on the stack if you got a minute.
That's why I was trying to amend, saying okay. We need, before paying, what we need is to have a complete investigation and be sure that we are paying for the service that we are supposed
to
be paying.
Point of order. She's way over time.
Okay, yeah. Nancy, what she was...
She was interrupted by me.
But what was the time period? How much time is it? So, well, she's out of time now. What was the, where are we with the time in terms of her time?
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Well, I interrupted her, okay, and at 60 seconds. So, and then she went on, and I didn't start it again, so maybe she's at 90 by now.
Okay. Adriana, did you have any concluding statements you wanted to make? Adriana?
Like I said, my motion is the amendment is on the floor. Before paid, I want to know what we are paying for and all the information that the foundation is supposed to have.
First of all, are you making an amendment, you're saying?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Would you submit that in writing? Because I wasn't sure.
Yes,
if you submit that in writing,
yes,
what the amendment actually is. And could you state once again what the amendment is without an explanation so we can get clear on exactly what it is?
What is that, sir?
Could you submit that in writing so we'll know exactly what the amendment is?
I'm trying to. Okay, but the amendment is that. To postpone the payment, team, we have in writing the information that we are supposed to have from Ms. Serpi and from the True Value.
You're saying postpone? Well, like I said, we're waiting until we get that in writing because I'm not exactly what the amendment is.
Jan Goodman, point of information.
What's your question, Jan?
When Adriana said to get the information we're supposed to get, I would like her to clarify that in her motion, like precisely what document she is talking about, because the information that we're supposed to get after we pay them, like the results or interim reports or what. So just to just to make sure that that's included in your motion, Adriana.
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
Yes, Grace, what's your point of order?
My point of order is the motion that I sent to the PNB simply asks that True Ballot be paid the $15,000 that we owe to that company. I did not put in the motion any payment to any LESs or the NES at this time, although I feel they should be paid, but it is not part of that motion. True Ballot has nothing to do with the questions that I believe that Adriana would like answers to. So I don't think it's appropriate. Her amendment is would be appropriate to put as on this motion. It doesn't apply to this motion because True Ballot has nothing to do with those her questions.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what her amendment is until I see it in writing, what the language says in order
Okay, thank you.
I have to see what her amendment is to even speak to that.
Chair, this is Janet. I had asked to be on the stack.
Okay, well, we're trying to straighten out this language while Adriana is bringing it up, but I believe Nancy was next on the stack, according to my list, and then you, Janet. So if that's...
Okay.
Nancy?
I was just going to say I recommend that we go ahead and vote yes on this. It's past money that we owe. We probably owe them. I need a request for information. Do we owe them more money after this amount that Grace has in her motion? And can we consider this to be, pay at least, this is all we're supposed to, if this is all that's owed them, can we pay at least half of it, $750, right now? And then with Adriana's motion, pay, after we get the information that only they can provide, that they should have provided by now, pay the other $750 that will be like their final bill.
Lydia, did you want to address that? Is this all we owe? We owe them something after this, and then.
No, we owe them something after this. The original contract is 68,584, and so with what we have paid them plus the 15, I think we would owe them another 15, but there might be some other additional charges. I don't know. However, I need to see. I couldn't quickly find the invoice amount for the 15th per se. The contract has, you know, just the total overview of their work, and in fact, we should have by October 3rd an actual report from them. I will read the wording, and I will be happy to contact True Ballot for that. Because, hold on, let me see, where did I just see it? You'll bear with me. On Monday, October 3rd, well, it says at midnight, September 30th, True Ballot shall close electronic voting and provide a report of the results of the election. I think this may have been written, I think that's both paper and electronic, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it says on Monday, October 3rd, True Ballot shall authenticate, scan, create vote records, and run Choice Plus Pro for the purposes of doing an STV ballot count. Upon completion of the tabulation of a ballot, True Ballot shall, if no substantial irregularity has occurred, certify the ballot as fair and accurate. The results of any ballot, along with all the data collected, shall be delivered to the organization with a report thereon within one business day thereafter. So I think the October 3rd report is still in order, but I do not think that, you know, if I had the money right now, I would still pay them the $15,000, and I hope to have it in the next few days. But I will contact True Ballot for them to actually issue a report to the board.
Okay. Next person we had on stack was Janet.
Yes, so I don't see Adriana's motion or amendment, so I have an amendment to Grace's motion. And that is to add the following language. And that the IED direct the WPFW-GM to immediately pay the WPFW-LES David Levine $2,500 owed him since his August 15, 2016 invoice. I'm emailing that.
Okay, good. Do we have a second on that amendment?
Jan Goodland, I move to divide those two questions.
No, Jan, we got to get a second on this. That's the question on the table now.
This is great. I second it.
Okay, it's been seconded.
Jan Goodman, I move to divide those two questions.
We're going to have discretion. I mean, I don't understand what you mean, divide at this point.
In other words, we vote separately on paying True Ballot and on paying the WPFW person because, as I understand it, some people object to the way the WPFW person has been operating. I don't know anything about it, but... I know that we do need to get the ballots counted, and the only way a reasonable business person will probably count them if they get paid. So I'd like to, you know, vote on one and then vote on the other.
But Janet, it is divided because we are going to vote. We're going to vote on her amendment first, Janet, that language. So that will be a separate language we're going to vote on. And if it fails, then it's not amended to Grace's original motion. We don't have to divide
well,
it. Pretty divided. You can either vote up or down.
Okay, I just...
I
don't think it's... Based on that, I object to it being attached because I think it's a different subject.
Okay.
You can't attach things that are different subjects. I'd like to vote on the one and then that be a separate motion.
This is Lydia.
You know, it's different vendors entirely.
Okay. Yes, Lydia.
Okay. So I already sent an email to Jerry, but again, like anything else, it never hurts to have a motion that I can also point to. But I want the board to be clear. We have a contract with True Ballot that I do not plan to violate. As soon as I have $15,000, it will be sent to True Ballot. For those who don't know, probably the best election process we ever had was when, in my opinion, it's my opinion, I know I'm not alone in that, was back in the day. There are people on this board that recall that when True Ballot went around to each of the stations and we actually watched them create the balloting, and they gave us CDs, and it was the most transparent process ever. That's when we could afford to fly them all over the country. So for that purpose, but also because we have a contract. That does not mean that I will not call them in the morning and ask them for that October 3rd report that I will send to the board, just so you know.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to Janet's amendment and her language?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
Did anybody receive my amendment yet?
I have seen it. But anybody else, if they got it? While we're waiting, anybody else want to speak to Janet's amendment?
Was that seconded?
Did anybody?
Yes.
Who seconded?
Yes, Grace.
I seconded it.
Yes. Once again, any further discussion on Janet's amendment? Okay, we're going to go to a vote on Janet's amendment, and that is, could you repeat that briefly? It's you're adding what again to the language for everybody to know what they're voting on?
Oh, 1 second. Yes, add to the main motion the following language, and that the IED direct the WPSW GM to immediately pay the WPSW LES David Levine, $2,500 owed him since his August 15, 2016 invoice.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on that amendment?
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Abstain.
Abstain. Castaneve?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza? Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Oh, yes.
Patel Adams votes yes. Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson. Wilkinson? Can't hear you. Okay, let me count. I have 8 yes, 0 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, Chair votes yes.
Yes. 9 yes, 0 no, 5 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, we're now back to Adriana's amendment. Everybody, I see she should have received it. Do you have it in writing? Everybody should have received it by now.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
You know, we're in essentially default of not paying TrueBallet what we owed them. We passed a motion on 5 weeks ago on September 1st to pay them the $15,000. And
excuse me, hold on. Janet, what's your point of order?
Or point of information. Is this addressing Adriana's amendment?
Yes. That's what he's speaking.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
And so anything that's going to ask them to do more work is crazy because we already owe them money for the work that they've already contracted to do, and here we're asking them to do more work. And you know why would they consider this? We need to. We already introduced a separate motion. It's okay, but it's not appropriate to say hold up this payment, which is already past due, to ask them to do additional work.
Mr. Chair, can you tell me when is my time to motivate my motion?
I thought you motivated it, Adriana, but we'll come back to you and put you on the stack. But we'll put you on the stack. But also, Lydia, could you speak to this? Because I'm a little confused on it, too.
Okay, I think I already said it. We have a legal contract, and we have to pay them.
Okay.
I will not violate that. I'm not getting into anything that leads us into any kind of legal challenges and whatever. And so I will be paying them as soon as we have the money, and I am trying to cobble it together, and I will be asking, including from those stations that are behind in their central services. I've been successful in that recently with one station to meet the last payroll and health care services. And so for this payment, it's the next thing on my list. I have two or three top issues that must be paid. This is first, auditor next, and some legal issues, some legal payments, in that order.
Okay, Adriana, yes.
Janet to the staff.
We had Adriana, then Janet,
Let Janet talk, and I will talk next.
All right, Janet.
Okay, it's a question. Your amendment says to ask TrueBallet. I don't know who is to ask TrueBallet. If it's anyone other than the NES, then it's inappropriate, in my opinion. Which should have happened anyway. So it's not clear to me. Also, I don't know if there's a second. Has there been a second to this?
I thought I heard a second. Who seconded Adriana's motion? Amendment? Anybody recall seconding her amendment?
No.
I think Serene says, I hear Serene saying she seconded.
No.
So, I understand Serene to say she seconded.
Yes, I heard.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I explain?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you want to address Janet's question. All right, yes, Adriana.
Because basically, we are sure that this information is not reaching us. It's not because TrueBallet doesn't have it. My worry here is that we have a contract and we have a vendor that is producing. The problem is the communication. Why? I know that information was there, and I know that information was given to some people. I want to know why we don't have it. And I don't know where the chain is broken. Is the chain is broken to the NES, or the chain is broken somewhere else? That's why I'm asking for this. I'm totally sure that TrueBallet have all that information. I want to know the information before. If not, it's like always. We pay, and we don't have the information. Why? Because maybe an employee or maybe somebody else neglected to give it to the PMB. That is the only reason. I'm totally sure that TrueBallet have all this information, and it's just a matter of asking them to give that information straight to us, because the Pacifica Foundation is the one that pays for this. It's not the National Election Supervisor. The one that pays for the election is the Pacifica Foundation. We are, I think that we are supposed to have this information. That is basic. And doesn't make sense that we are extending election and we are doing all of this, who knows why. And we don't have the information from the vendor, the only one
that is supposed to give us this information. That is the reason why. I perfectly agree that we need to pay them. I don't have any doubts about it. But we need to know the information. Couldn't be for a little group of people that are the selected one, the one that have open communication with the National Election Supervisor and not the rest of us.
Bill.
Okay. Bill, and then we want to ask our timekeeper to get
the chair. We have 1 minute past the time for this, 40 minutes for this issue. We extend, or I don't know.
You're saying the time is up?
Okay, I'll move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, there's been but let me just get a clarification. Adrian, you said the 40 minutes were up, correct?
Yes, sir. 41 minutes to be exact.
Okay. And Bill has wanted to extend it for 10 minutes. But is there a second on that?
Didn't we just have a ruling that somehow you couldn't do this once the time is up? Which I disagree with, but I want to clarify that.
No,
well, I was on the stack.
The opposite on that, saying that we go back and forth with that as a PNB as long as they're. But you can, once again, you can vote this up or down. I'm not hearing a second on this, though. So, Bill, I'm not hearing a second, so we're out of time, and we're going to have to go to a vote on this. Okay. We're going to have to go to a vote on Adriana's motion, and then we're going to vote on Grace's motion. Everybody understand what Adriana's motion amendment is? Grace's motion. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I have a question about it.
Yes, Janet.
So I thought when Adriana first made her amendment, she said before paying through ballot, but yet the language in her email does not say that. So I'd like to know whether this would be before paying them. Sorry? I'm sorry. People are just can.
But Michael, were you calling a point of order or something? Is that?
Can Adriana answer my question?
Yes.
Oh, before paying their services. Okay.
Right.
Got it.
And Michael, what was it you were saying?
That was it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody understand that her amendment is saying that before paying them, they have to respond to these questions. That we understand Adriana's amendment. And the Secretary, you got that in terms of the language, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Can we call a roll on this amendment?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnaes?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts? Can you try? We don't hear you. All right, I'll come back to you. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes, Shabanda.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson. Is Margie still on the call, Michael?
It's showing connected on the loop up. That's all I can tell you.
All right. All right. I don't hear her. All right. Now I'm going to try Serene again. Serene, how do you vote? Yes. Okay. Let me count.
She said abstain. Serene said abstain.
Doreen, could you email your vote in so we can be sure on for the record? Could you just email that in?
So, as connected to the motion, the amendment itself, because the timing.
This is Adriana's amendment, so I'm asking Doreen to at least send her email vote in for the record so we'll know whether she's abstaining or what she's saying.
Right, and I was asking that it be attached to that amendment itself rather than just saying I vote this way or that way.
Okay.
Oh, all right, well, if you could, at seven, all right, the timing. Roberts abstains. Okay, I'm counting. I have 7 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 7 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, now we're going to go to the full the full motion from Grace. Could you read it as amended, Janet? So that everybody know what it is now.
Wow. All right. One second. All right. Let me try finding it all. So the PNB moves that the IED immediately pay the $15,000 owed to True Ballot so that the election can continue unimpeded. Amended by, and that the IED direct the WPFW-GM to immediately pay the WPFW-LES David Levine $2,500 owed him since his August 2016 invoice, and to ask True Ballot, one, how many ballots were received by September 27th and September 30th by station? Two, how many replacements ballot they issue by station, specifying if were for listeners or staff, with the detailed information who requested the NES or the LESs before paying for their services.
Okay, everybody understands the motion as amended. Secretary, is there any objection to this motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Margie, I want to vote no.
Okay, could you call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
Pass.
Jim Brown? Pass.
Pass.
Casnave. I got you.
Yes.
Pass. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn passes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts. One sec. Oops. I was talking, so. Yeah, what?
Abstain.
Roberts abstains. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Jim Brown, you passed?
No.
No. Coburn abstains. Coburn passed and abstains.
No.
One moment.
Novick
votes no. Patel Adams. Didn't hear you. Okay. Let me count. I have 4 yes, 7 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Okay, this fails.
Okay, we'll now move on to the executive director's report. You should have received her written report. Okay, Lydia, you're on.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Well, we received a couple of grants, one from the Better Earth Foundation, and that's a split between 3 to KPFA and 3 to PRA. We also received a $3,000.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said about who you received the grant from.
The Edwards Mother Earth Foundation. And it was an even split. They were specific, $3,000 to KPFA and $3,000 to PRA. We also received $3,000 from a donor-advised fund of the Pides Foundation, and that's for Pacifica Foundation, so that goes to the P&O for $3,000. We received that at the P&O.
Call again because I don't check my voice messages that often.
Okay. Don't know what that was. Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
Can we ask the members to please mute?
Okay. Could everybody mute their phones?
Okay, so...
But that was not a mute. That was me trying to get Jen back on the call.
Okay. The appeal letter, which, you know, I've been talking about for some time, and it was signed and sent to the printer. We did get some loans, but... It's definitely insufficient to send out a large mailing. So we're going to start out with a 20,000 member listener. That's not our members. This is for other lists that I have that I have purchased.
Call again because I
and
don't
it,
check.
It will
is that off?
And because the lists are broken up into the 5 signal areas. I'm starting out with the PSW list, which consists of 20,000. And also because since WPSW and WBAI are the ones that are in the greatest need right now, followed very closely now by KPFT, that I'm going in that order in terms of as soon as we start getting sufficient money in from the first mailing is to then put enough into the next mailing to send that out as well. And so we're well on our way on that finally. And then in addition to payroll, health care, and the various mandatory legal bills, meaning the court ordered bills that we must pay, then we also need to, as I put here, my priority is payments to True Ballot starting at $15,000 past due, and at least half of what we owe our auditor. And then we remember that there was a plea by the former CFO for $50,000 to fix the server. Or actually, we have a server there that's been new for some time. It has never been activated. And this is for our Great Plains. We cannot do anything because all of our finances are contingent on that server working for Great Plains. And so we were able to work something out with the company where we start out and they will actually do the work, the initial phase of the work, which is the most critical part for us anyway, at this point, for $8,000. If we go through the entire process, we don't know exactly how much it'll be, but it would be considerably more. But then you're making payments rather than a lump sum should we have to do that. And when we would have to do that. So we had a meeting today. Jonathan was on the call, and they will start this work at the beginning of November. Let me see. So that was an urgent matter that had to be taken care of, so that will be taken care of. The fund drives, there are several stations that are in fund drive. KPFA already have theirs, and their next drive is December 6th to the 16th. KPFT, theirs is September 29th to October 19th. WPFW is to October 9th to the 29th. KPFK is October 4th to the 25th. And WBI is October 3rd through the 30th. So this is all cash flow that we need at the individual stations. I have no illusions about that, but we also have a motion that the central services have got to be prioritized. And a lot of the missteps that I am now discovering relative to actually other storage facilities, but has to do with the not recognizing the importance of certain things. So it's a matter of prioritizing and keeping in touch with as many vendors. Every day I have some vendors that I call. Most of them are very reasonable and very considerate about our situation, and because it is a cash flow situation, obviously. And as long as you send at least something to most folks, they're usually satisfied. But we do have some court order things that we can't get out of, and we do have payroll and we do have health care. Having said that, I'm also seeking some advice for on some of the issues that some of the stations who are into union negotiations are facing as they renew their contracts. And so there you go with that. Let me see. Also, regarding what has been widely distributed or talked about, are some of our master tapes having been sold on eBay. Our interim director of Pacifica Archives believes them to be legitimate and authentic. He did go to look at them. He does not recognize them. And he does not recognize them as having gone through the Pacifica Radio Archive storage facilities that we have. We have three. So then that sent us on a search for what then it was said that it was from. They were from the Rosemead facility, and Mark remembered that was something that existed way back in the day, but that was handled by the National Office. So when I researched it in terms of our financial records, what we discovered was that the last payment to that facility was made in 2010, December, whatever I wrote in it, December 28th, 2010. I have not found any other records so far as to whether that storage facility was whether the contents were sent elsewhere or whether it's a matter of non-payment, in which case storage facilities always have the option as part of what you sign to get rid of the contents. But we did then start, not at that time, but at some point later, with a different storage facility, because my understanding is from Mariana, what she recalls from archives, was that most of what was in there were financial documents and so forth, And I know that that was later taken over by another facility. So I don't know if that other facility only took the documents and maybe there were some reel-to-reel tapes that were left in that initial facility. I really have no idea. It would only be blind guessing, which is never good. But I will continue as I can to look into it, as will Efren in the National Office and Mark in Archives. Now, in our in Pacifica Radio Archives here, where there are three facilities, they routinely check for the tapes. And so before their auditor left, they did the same, and we should be getting a report about that. But none of those tapes, none of that seems to have been what was in question here.
Adriana, this is Janet. I have a procedural point of information.
What's your bill for the stack?
Information, and I think, yeah.
May I?
Please, yes.
May I? Yes, so the adjournment time of this meeting is in about a minute, and I wanted to extend, and I wanted to know when I could do that. Before that time, or when can I do that?
I mean, you can do it before, hopefully, within...
Okay, may I get on the staff to do that? I mean, by the time... Well,
We're out of time, so we can entertain a motion to extend for how long?
Okay, I move to extend this meeting until 11:45.
Okay, is there a second to extend this meeting to 11:45?
50 seconds.
Is there any objection to extending to 11:45?
What time zone? Eastern?
Eastern.
Eastern.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, Lydia.
How long is my report? How long is my item?
Your item was 10 minutes, so I...
Wasn't Lydia's agenda item changed to 45 minutes?
No.
No.
To answer your question, but first of all, we haven't disposed of whether or not. Is there an objection to extending for 45 minutes? 45 minutes.
Extending the meeting. It's the meeting.
The meeting to 45 minutes.
Till 11:45.
Okay. And then, since
Indiana?
Objection. Yes, Janet?
Adriana.
No.
Oh. Adriana?
Yes. First of all, I want to ask if we will do like Q&A, because the time for the report is done already, right?
Yeah.
It's just done. But it will be a Q&A or like always, or like we do before, and then action items.
I think it would be fair. We're gonna take some questions and then take action items, because I think we give everybody an opportunity to ask the executive director questions.
Okay, then I want to be the action items.
Okay, so now we'll let Lydia wrap up, and then we'll go to questions. Lydia, did you want to add more to your report or wrap up?
I was just going to say, as soon as I get the results of the current inventory being conducted at CRA, I will communicate that. But that does not seem to be related to what was going on at eBay. That was only my last point.